Mr. Willis, reel 13.
Your training as a young boy and other people's training made a man respectful in the Navy.
Yeah.
Of all officers, really. But there were some officers who were, I think you said, a bit difficult and maybe swinish, some of them.
Oh, yes, you get them. Oh, you get all sorts. Yeah. But,
You mentioned Commander Stoddard.
Captain Stoddard. Yes. He was very, what shall I say? He seemed to be a man that was bitter. And he put his spleen out on his ship's company. Same with the officers as he did with the men. And of course, that was the main one during the 1418 war. We had some prisoners come aboard. And the first one to step aboard was a lieutenant. And that was the Captain Stoddard's nephew. Well, then, after the time after that, Captain Stoddard left and we had another one. And what was his name? Just a minute. Captain Gaunt. In the ship, that was a thunder. We had a doctor called Werner. And that very nice fella, as far as we knew. But suddenly something was found out, and Lieutenant Commander Werner left the ship. And we found out after he'd been taken to Drake's Island. Because you know, just so, have you ever been to Plymouth? You have? Well, you know Drake's Island, don't you? Well, there was a lot of spies and people like that taken there. What became of them, I don't know. But this Werner was taken there, and we never saw no more of him.
This Captain Stoddard, you said he had a bee in his bonnet.
Yeah.
What sort of instances, or what form would it take, this excessive discipline and punishment that he practiced? What forms would it take?
The overrunning of discipline. So that discipline was brought to something that for the troops became irritable. The ship's company was not happy, and he was referred to as a bitter bastard. Right? Now the difference is this. When the next captain came to the Thunder, that was Captain Gaunt, things were different altogether. He was a disciplinarian, but there was, what shall I say, mercy with it, and we had a happy ship's company. The difference, you see. Then again, from there we went to the Valiant. The captain and commander, they were more like a couple of fathers to us than anything else, and captain and commander, the same as all the officers. And the Valiant was one of the happiest ships I've ever been in. For the simple reason that the captain, commander and officer were men that went with the lower deck, but discipline was kept. It was not until the war was over that discipline began to slip.
the men would like or would accept discipline that was reasonable.
Oh, yes. They used to accept it. I accepted that right up until... to a certain extent, until I left the Navy. But the discipline was slack. From the end of the 1418 war up until 1922.
When you left, you noticed a difference.
Noticed the difference.
What form did the difference take? What sort of
as a chief PO, I'd say, so-and-so, will you do so-and-so, please? And I wouldn't say, will you do so-and-so? Or I'd tell him to do it. And in a way, he'd go about it as if he didn't care whether he did or whether he didn't. But when there was discipline, as it should have been, if you said to a man, able seaman so-and-so or a cook's mate so-and-so, do so-and-so. Yes, chief. Went and done it.
What do you think, in your own view, caused this change? Because it was different before the war. Very different, you said.
Well, because there was a war on. They had to relax, because I'm going to tell you, we'd done 19 months in the Valiant, and we never went ashore, with the exception of perhaps when we had any leave, and that was only once. Twice. Being cooped up like that, things naturally were relaxed. Get me? And that's how it was. It gradually went. What the Navy's like now, I don't know. But what I hear and what I see, and that seems to me that it's, you go in the Navy and it's, the only thing that seems to me is that
If somebody like Captain Stoddard had been in these kind of conditions with the men, things would have been very different. I mean, things would have...
What conditions?
Extreme war conditions. And he had tried to maintain his rather excessive discipline. This would have caused a lot of trouble, really.
It would have. Because the men wouldn't stand for it.
Yet they stood for it before the war.
Oh, yes. That was discipline. What he brought about was not discipline, it was bullying.
What would he do that would really make you think, gosh, this is bullying, this is too much? What instances or what form?
But you can't say what form. It was done so subtly. You can't say.
He would hunt things out.
In one sense, I can tell you that if you went up before him, you'd done a misdemeanor, and the commander said thing to him, you'd see the commander first. Then he'd think to himself, I can't deal with that. You'll have to go before the captain. But if it went before the captain, and the well-known thing was that if he smiled, you were going to get 90 days for a crime which didn't necessitate that amount of punishment. That sort of thing. And other little things in so many ways. And you can't really say on any, you fix on anything for certain, because it would be so changeable.
In fact, you never really knew where you were.
No, you did know who you were. And when you went, as I say, if you did go up for the captain, you never knew where you were going to come off. But if you went up to the commander If you weren't for the commander, and the commander was a decent man, you pretty well knew what you were going to get. You were going to get punished for. If you went up for a certain crime, you'd think to yourself, oh, I suppose I should get about 10 days tonight. Well, you went up there and probably didn't get so much, or probably you did get the 10 days tonight. But when you went up before this captain, you never knew what you were going to damn well get. And in some cases, the punishment didn't fit the crime for the simple reason the crime was not serious enough for it. And that's how things went on.
And if a man had been treated what he thought unjustly, he could nothing about it.
No. He couldn't say or do anything for the simple reason that if he did, he would be brought up before the skipper and given cells for seditious talk.
And the men who executed the discipline would be the ship's corporals, the police.
Them, and also your chief POs and POs, or a man that held any rank, such as a second-class PO, first, or a chief. They maintained discipline as well. That was up to me as a chief PO. I had to maintain discipline amongst my own staff.
And at the same time, you were aware that some of the things that they were having to put up with were really unfair.
I had to bear with them to a certain extent. If one of my men got punished, I, in my own mind, perhaps would think to myself, well, that's a bit hard for a crime like that. You couldn't call it a crime. But I couldn't do nothing about it. The man had to suffer.
And at one time you yourself thought about becoming a ship's corporal, ship's police.
Yeah. I put in for it, but we weren't eligible for it, not cooks. Why, I don't know. I've never found out.
What sort of men were the ship's police? What sort of chaps?
Well,
were
you get good and bad amongst them, same as you do everything else. Some you could get on all right, others were used to run around and just exert their authority a little bit more than they should do. But what am I saying? You couldn't say anything. They were all right, barring one there called Rook.
Mm.
And he was not too bad, but it was you mustn't do this, you mustn't do that, and that sort of thing, see? What I mean?
Looking back on it yourself, would you have been happy, a corporal, ship's policeman?
No, I come to think things over. No. I'm glad I didn't go. I was not accepted. I went and soldiered, because I was a PO at the time, I was soldiered on and me own, and I'm glad I did.
What had prompted you? You got tired of the cooking a bit.
Well, it was a cleaner job. There was writing, reading and spelling. Reading and spelling is what I'm good at. There's not a word going what I can't spell it.
And you'd got really tired of the cooking for a while, this period.
For a time. Well, then, when I was not accepted, I had to think to myself, and then, carry on, Reg. And I carried on, and I'm glad I did.
You wouldn't have had the temperament to do the kind of duties that they...
No. I couldn't bully a man or do anything at all like that. But I don't suppose for one minute I've been too soft. But I would be reasonable.
And the corporals sometimes had to be bullies or sometimes had to throw the weight about a bit.
They did at times. When you get some of these fractious seamen and stokers and that, because there were bound to be some of them sculling around.